Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode with the Power of a Growth Mindset. Today, we have one of our very special guests with us, and he's not even a guest, honestly. He's a co-host on the show, but you know, many of you know him by Josh. I know him by Gandhi. Gandhi, welcome to the show, man. I hope you feel like home. It's been a minute since we last spoke to each other on this platform together, but again, welcome. You know, today's show will be about the great things that you have accomplished over the last few months, and I just want to welcome you to this platform again, man. It's been a minute. But for all our new listeners, before we get started with the show, we like to dive into this thing called how, like, a mental health check-in. So Gandy, how's everything going, man?
Man, things are good. It's been in full transparency, because, you know, as we talk about, this month is important when it comes to your physical and mental health. Had a lot of highs and a lot of lows.
Right.
You know, dealing with just some family matters that we've had to handle over the last few weeks. But then also a lot of good stuff has been coming out of just life. Things from, you know, we talk a lot about career, but like on a personal level, you know, reconnected with some family members that I haven't spoken with in a while, really reprioritized just my physical and mental health. In fact, I already got my therapy session lined up tomorrow, actually. So really making sure that I am taking care of myself and making sure that as we start moving into the later part of this year, as we know, we only have 3 more months and then we're back to square one with a nice little restart. So I'm making sure that I've got all my ducks in a row, that I'm physically and mentally healthy as we go into this new year. So that's how I'm doing, man. But as you had just mentioned, it has been a minute since we've been on this platform. I know we've connected a little bit on and off, but man, how are you doing? Because I know you've got some things going on in your life, and I would love to hear what's been going on recently.
Yeah, man. You know, life is life, and just like any other day, it's, you know, I'm blessed and I'm thankful to be alive. But before I move to me, you know, I just want to address something that you acknowledge is taking that, you know, addressing your mental health and your mental awareness. I think that is that's important and is critical, especially in the times that we're living in, because it's so easy to get caught up in what's really going on in the society that we live in and not knowing when to not necessarily take a step back, but, you know, say enough is enough. Let me chill out on this for the day. And it's called like that fine balance where you're involved, but you're also taking that balance and we're trying to find that balance and maintaining your mental health and sanity in order to show up in the same spaces that you are expected to on a daily basis. So, you know, for me, man, I'm doing well. You know, I'm off to another school year. We actually been in like, what, I think 2 months now, 2 months.
Which is insane. Cause I remember you had posted on your story what felt like a week ago that y'all had just started.
So I would say almost a month and a half strong. And, you know, okay. I would say the semester is off to a great start. You know, kids gonna be kids, man. And at the same time, you know, I'm learning. This is year 5 for me. And I'm learning by and by to just ensure that in order I can't pour from an empty cup. Sure. And I know it sounds very cliche, but, you know, taking that mental health and self-awareness days to make sure that you are getting what you need in order to continue to be a support to others. And so I can't stress that enough on our platform. You know, we created this the 30-day challenge, and, you know, I've been actively involved in, you know, I know some other people who say, yo, thank you so much for creating this space or creating this calendar so I will be able to plug in with y'all, but also just take some of that and just allow that to fit my lifestyle moving forward. So, you know, I've been good, man. I'm definitely can improve with my gym schedule because I feel like ever since school started back, gym, nah. Yeah. And so, you know, once I get that back into my daily schedule, you know, I will feel a little bit better. But all in all, I would say, yo, I can't complain. I'm excited about the things and opportunities to come, and I'm just thankful, bro.
Hey, man, that's the most important thing. As we always say, small steps equals growth. But, you know,
believe it.
It's taking it one day at a time. And I know, you know, as you mentioned, like, you know, gym schedule has gotten a little bit, it's fallen off a little bit, but at the same time, you know that it is a priority, and you're going to get back to it, no doubt.
Yeah.
So
Definitely, man. And like I said, it's easy. Like, and it goes to show how, like, we're humans, and it's no matter how you try to mask anything, no matter how you try to put on the facade, like, yeah, we have it all together, you are still human at the end of the day. And you can do all the planning in the world, and sometimes it just don't work out in your favor, and sometimes it does. And, you know, kudos to you. But at the same time, like, you know, I've been there. Not like I want to, and not like I was. And so, you know, I'm gonna actually go back tomorrow. I'm gonna go back tomorrow
Oh.
morning. So I'm back in there tomorrow morning, and hold me to that. But you know, I just want to say, we can't just skip to next year like you acknowledge in your mental health check-in, and without acknowledging what has transpired over the last few weeks and last couple of months. So, you know, Iron Man, bro, like, how does it
Yeah.
feel?
Man, it's a weird moment. It's a weird time to explain. Because I've had time to reflect. I've had time to think about it, had a outpouring of support. But to sum it up, just I mean, it's a feeling like no other. And I only say that because, you know, when I started this journey, it was, and actually before we dive into that, let me give a little bit of context for folks. So, for folks who are unsure what an Ironman is, I did a long distance triathlon. It's like the pinnacle of the sport. They got a few things that can go a little further from a distance standpoint, but it's a long distance triathlon consisting of 140.6 miles. So it's a 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride, and a 26.2 mile run. So slightly a little off, but you know, I got through it. And you know, for me, as to your original question, how do I feel? I mean, I'm on top of the world. When I started this journey, I started it in a not so good place. And as I started thinking through the training and the support and the discipline and everything that went into completing this task that a lot of people would say is impossible, including myself, to cross that finish line is just the emotions and everything else that come with it. It's just, man, it's a feeling like no other. So that's how I've been feeling the last few weeks. And I'm blessed, highly favored, and you know, I'm thankful because while I did this by myself, as we know, it does take a community to get you across that finish line. So that's how I've been, man.
Definitely, man. You had a not necessarily the vision that you couldn't achieve it, but like the mindset that you couldn't achieve it. Tell us a little bit more about that. Where did that stem from?
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm one of those folks, and I think you know me pretty well. I'm pretty disciplined. But you know, for me, when I go after tasks or I go after like you said, I had a vision, right? You know, I wanted to do something that scared me a little bit. And so, you know, when you And I think we all go through this when you set up a task or you set a plan, you may tend to fall off that plan. So like you had just mentioned, like I was going to the gym, but then, you know, I fell off a little bit, but I know I'm gonna come back. Right. But then also when you are setting those goals, sometimes the goal can be just so crazy. You're like, I don't know where to start. I don't know how I'm gonna finish, but I do know that somehow I'm gonna get that done. And so, you know, for me, what kept me in it, what kept me motivated, what kept me inspired to believe that this could be done, you know, you're one of those people who is part of that process. My family were a few folks that were part of that process. I had a coach who I worked with through the entirety of the process, and he, as well as y'all, you know, y'all are one foot at a time. Because as we know, with a triathlon, there's three sports into the one sport. You got to swim, you got a bike, and you have to run. And so, depending on the distance and what you have to do, it's going to require different muscles. It's going to require a different mindset as you tackle each part of the race. And it's also going to require you to establish some form of mental discipline to believe that you can get across that finish line. And so, you know, for me, it was taking those baby steps from let's start with a small race, then let's get to a bigger race, and then let's get to another race. And then finally it was like, all right, I'm ready to go tackle this thing. And so by taking those small steps and keeping myself well-grounded with the folks that I did surround myself with that process, it kept me going to get to that finish line. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about what happened in the race.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what foundationally got me prepared and kept me going to believe that this crazy task could be accomplished in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. And I hear what I heard from and I gather from that, Gendy, you know, you mentioned discipline. And oftentimes mm-hmm. we kind of use discipline as a way to describe like the attitude, the grit to be able to sustain something and throughout whatever process it is. And you know, also with it comes with maturity. Yep. And it's also come with being able to maybe sometimes make sacrifice to be able to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. You know, you in your write-up, you mentioned something to the sense of do or do not. Mm-hmm. There is no try. Talk to us a little bit about that, because as I was reading over the write-up and I was just like, I never heard of it before. And not having, once I got into like the paragraph and understanding where you were coming from, I was just like, yep. Got you. But for other individuals who may not have had a chance to actually read it, or this is the first time I'm listening to this episode and actually learning about you participating in Ironman, talk to us a sure. little bit more about that.
Yes. So I actually want to add on to that so we can preface that. So for folks, wrote some lessons that I learned throughout this process. And that first lesson that I learned and I had to indoctrinate in my everyday process with this was do or do not, there is no try. And so from some of my Star Wars fans out there, you'll understand the reference. But for the folks who have never heard or like, I ain't doing Star Wars, you got to think about it a little bit. So right. To give some context, Master Yoda, he's the little green dude in Star Wars. If you've ever seen him, there's baby Yoda and there's regular Yoda or adult Yoda. But he's training one of his Jedis. And during that time, while he was training Luke, who was the Jedi at the time, he tells him, you've got to use the Force to lift this ship out of the water. And at that time, as Luke is going through his training process, he can't get it done. And he turns to Yoda and he's like, dude, like, come on now, like, what's up? And Yoda literally uses the Force and just easily lifts the ship out of the water. And when you look at Yoda at the time, Yoda is a lot older. Mm-hmm. And he tells Luke in that moment, do or do not, there is no try. And so as a Star Wars fan, I can relate to that, especially when I'm starting to think through what I did to get to the finish line of 140 mile triathlon. You know, when you start this process, and I heard it over and over again before even referencing the Star Wars reference, when I ask people who have done it, who have participated, been involved, everybody just says, if you're gonna do it, you literally have to have the mindset of like, I don't know how I'm going to get from A to B, but I know I'm going to do this thing and we're going to figure it out. And so for me, when I was going through my process of completing this race, when I finally said, all right, you know what, I'm ready to tackle this challenge. I'm ready to go after it. You know, I didn't have all the steps to get there, but I knew, you know, like many of us do in life, you got to put one foot over the other. And so I started with, of course, I consulted folks. I got somebody who was going to help me along with the process. So I did have a coach. And this person literally told me like, hey, you know what? There's got to be different steps and there's got to be different things in your life that have to be implemented so that way you can get to that finish line. First thing he told me, you got to cut out alcohol. Alcohol had to go. Fast food had to go. Oh, you know, go ahead.
Did you cut out alcohol? Be true.
I did. Oh, I did.
Wow. Okay.
There were,
okay.
And I will be honest on this platform. There were moments where I did slip up. Mm. I had a glass of wine at a celebrating a family member. And then, you know, there maybe have been one or other two other times where I did slip up. but I but best believe I paid for it in the workout the next week. But that's the truth. So, right. You know, he told me, you know, you have to cut out alcohol. A lot of fast food was eliminated completely because I love Bojangles, love Chick-fil-A, but they had to go. We went to a lower carb diet. We eliminated a lot of sugars. From a sleep standpoint, I had to be very disciplined to know that, hey, I got to get my 6 to 8 hours a night. So that required me to make sure that every little bit of my schedule was built out. I had a whole calendar. I'm working at this time. I'm working out at this time. I'm meeting with this person at this time. I have this event at this time. And so really with that entire process, not only from a diet to a time management, to how I was dedicating my time, literally it was crafting out and ensuring that from a focus standpoint, this is what I was focused on day in and day out. And I had to trust and believe that everything that I was doing was going to get me to where I wanted to go, which was ultimately finishing that race. And so when I built the do or do not, there is no try into my daily regimen, it was like, hey, you know what? Like, if I do this, if I get X, I can get Y. If I do Y, I can get Z. And I had to believe that each and every day that, you know, even if I didn't accomplish the workout the way I wanted to, or like in this case, yes, I slipped up and maybe I had a glass of wine or drink some alcohol, but I knew that, all right, I slipped up, but I'm going to get up back on this horse and I'm going to keep chugging along. And that's what ultimately got me to where I wanted to go.
Yo, that's real, man. How often did you have to sometimes reassess, you know? And the reason why I asked you that question was, you know, you had to take like a break, a fast away from alcohol, mm-hmm. fast food, some of the things that you love. Yep. So how often did you reassess? And like, I know it was probably like, you know what? Forget it. I don't want it. like, because sometimes if you don't have what we call discipline, like yep. self-control and the grit to be able to sustain, it's easy to allow our thoughts and our wants and our wishes to control and have like overpower us. Absolutely. So talk to us about that experience, man, because I know there had to be a time where you're like, yo, you know what? This is good.
Yep.
And you didn't just run iron like the last part of it. There was different stages that you went into. And yep. I know you mentioned a little bit about it, but I think I've been in the picture since day one and I know yep. the process, but talk to us a little bit more about this and the reason why I want to bring this out is because oftentimes we say, you know what? Well, we want to start something or we want to do something and we get those steps and like those goals and we have it mm-hmm. all planned out. And next thing you know, bam, an obstacle. And here we are, we quit. And yep. so talk to us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, man. I would say the reevaluation process early on was kind of like it was a week to week and I almost felt like a day to day thing when I first started because mm-hmm. you know, anything that is foreign to you, anything that you've never done is not going to feel natural. You know, when somebody's telling you, hey, you've got to get rid of this, or, you know, this is going to impact your social life, or this is going to impact the amount of time that you put towards X, Y, and Z. The first thought is either A, you know what, I think I can do it all, or B, it is, you know what, honestly, this ain't for me. And I had a lot of those moments in the training process where it was like, and you can ask my boy Jerome, you know, we're in the pool in the wintertime, it's outdoors, and I'm up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, hydrating. And I'm like, man, like, why am I putting myself through this? Like, why am I doing this to myself? Or, hey, I've got a 3-4-5 hour bike ride on the weekends when I've got my friends partying, like that seems a lot more lively than what I'm doing right now. And it's just, you know, like, and I'm going to be honest, like, of course you want to do all those other things, but you know, imagine what, and my dad has said this, other coaches have said this, and you've told me this too, but imagine if you're able to just focus, like when we look at the entirety of our lives, You know, I started training for this back in October, November, but then I really didn't start hitting it hard until January. So if you're able to focus 6, 8, 10 months, a year on something that you know is going to change your life, is going to help you for the better, why not risk it a little bit? And so when I think about, to answer your initial question, when I was reevaluating, I did reevaluate on a weekly basis. But then that's when you start leaning on to your community, right? You know, my coach would come along and be like, all right, like, you know what? You killed this workout this week. This is going to help you next week. Or great job here. This is going to help you here. And then even those check-ins between you and I, those check-ins with my parents, those check-ins with other friends of mine, where it'd be like, hey, did you make sure you stretched today? How are you feeling? What can we do to support you in this process? Are you getting your 6 to 8 hours of sleep? Hey, man, I know you're training this weekend, but like, let's at least go grab a bite to eat. So that way you still maintain those social interactions. Like, that's what I had in place to ensure that, versus reevaluating on a weekly basis, it turned into a monthly basis. And then from a monthly basis, it was like, all right, I really can do this thing. And those doubts, those second guesses, especially when you you know what, it becomes a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so now you're in the middle of this training and you're like, I'm making strides. I am eating healthier. I feel better. I'm more disciplined. I'm dedicated. This thing ain't gonna be nothing by the time I get to, you know, the set date. And that's the confidence that was built throughout that process. But early on, struggle, man. But then it's always like, you always think to yourself, it's like, dang, if I could just give up a moment of time, and I'm guaranteed a lifetime of glory. I'm guaranteed a moment that's gonna live for me for the rest of my life. How much are you willing to sacrifice? Mm. And that's my question to the audience, is how much are you willing to sacrifice? And, you know, I know we're going to continue to touch on different things that happen, but, you know, this isn't just, you know, me talking about an Ironman. This is me telling you about real life. Like, a lot of this stuff that we're talking on isn't just like a, you know, it's just for an Ironman. It's like, we do this each and every day.
Hey, talk to him, boy.
You got to believe it. So, you know, the do or do not, there is no try for our listeners. You have to believe that what you're doing is going to get you where you want to go. And yes, you're going to have your doubts. I had them, as we just talked about. I have them every other day, but I've got a community and I've got faith that what I'm doing is going to get me to whatever that finish line. And everybody's finish line is going to be a little different, but you can get there. Yeah. You can get there. Go ahead, man.
Big facts, man. Yo, you speak on a lot, to the point where it's a lot to digest, like when you first taking it in, but whenever you re-listen to it, and something that really stuck out to me and what you were saying is you can get there. And like the constant theme and the message that we try to our best to deliver every single time we're on our platform is small steps equals growth. Yep. You know, I am an individual who believes in practicing what you preach. And, you know, sometimes you hear a lot of people that say, well, yeah, you got to do this and do this, but this is not the lifestyle that they're living, but they're telling you how to live. And, you know, for our listeners, you know, Gandhi, he speaks on something in his article that I encourage everyone to check out on LinkedIn. But he talks about, sometimes we get too focused on perfection and don't give ourselves enough credit. You know, it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, in our Monday motivations, that, you know, small steps do equals growth. And, you know, you talk about your experience in the Ironman, but also you talk of any big project that you have to get involved in. But can you shine light a little bit on, you know, I understand the Ironman.
Yeah.
But why continue on? Why continue to allow your village to push you, even though when you said yourself you didn't necessarily believe it, but why continue to push forward this particular goal, and how has that now shaped what you believe you can do moving forward in the future?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think the, you know, and I'll rewind. I want to rewind a little bit because you talk about the per the from a perfectionism standpoint, like you can't be perfect, right? You know, when you set off on these goals and you set off on these visions and these things that you want to accomplish, like, you know, I'm a perfectionist at heart. Like, I want everything to be
Why?
perfect.
Why?
Man, that's just me. Like,
Why?
I think part of it has to do with just experiences that I've had from work, from being a former student athlete in college. Even we can backtrack all the way just throughout my childhood of always feeling like the margin of error has to be so small, right? And when I think about that, when And you, I'm sure you've experienced this as well. When you get so bogged down onto the nitty-gritty and the details, sometimes we tend to forget about the big picture. And you know, you're gonna stumble, you're gonna fall, you're not gonna get it right, you're gonna miss the mark, whatever that may be. But at the end of the day, those lessons are just preparing you for what the end goal is. They're preparing you for something greater. And so, you know, for me, as I look back at this journey, I wanted to be perfect. I wanted to set personal bests. I wanted to accomplish certain things on the course. But there were times where, you know, even in the Ironman, I didn't get to run the full marathon. I was hurt. And even in a previous race, I was hurt, and I spent all this time training. I spent all this time trying to get from A to B, and on the big day, stuff just happened. And so, you know, when we
That's
think
typically
about
life.
that's life, that is
That's
life,
typically
man. You
life.
know,
Yeah.
you prep for a presentation and you forget a section, or you know, you practice this dance move and you don't hit it the way you need to, or you know, you think that you're going to get this job, but something just takes a different type of course. But it's one of those things where it's not about how you falter in the moment. It's how you get back up and figure out how you're going to keep pushing forward. And so you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself praise, self-praise, because the truth is, not everybody is on your journey. Not everybody is going to take the same road that you're traveling. And so you as a person are unique. Your struggles are unique. The things that you have to overcome are unique. And you have to get comfortable with that, knowing that wherever you're going on your journey, yeah, you're going to fall short, but it's a journey for a reason. And I want to revisit the second half, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were asking, what was the second half of the question? If you don't mind, I want to make sure that I hit on it. Go ahead.
So I was asking, you said basically you strive to be perfect. And then looking at the quote, basically sometimes we get too focused on perfection and don't give ourselves enough credit. Looking at that then when you was actually in the race compared to now, how is that impacting you walking away from the race? And also in your daily within your relationship with your friends, your family, how you approach work, because it's good to have that mindset for the race. And that's easy said than done because the race is over. But how can we now apply that in a sense to our other daily habits and within our lifestyle?
Yeah, man, it's definitely to answer your question, yes. Things have changed since the race. You know, I mean, I think the way I look at it is I'm just human. And you know, I've got a lot on my plate. I have a lot of friends, I have a lot of family members, but you know, the important thing
You
and one
got a
of the
lot of
things
friends.
I got
You got a lot of friends.
I have a lot of friends, but I got a lot of people. I have very few people who are very close to me. We'll say that. I can count all y'all on one hand.
I
But
hear you.
anyway, but no, man, and truthfully, I would say, I've applied that into every aspect of my life. When I think about work, I don't get it right the first time. whether I'm doing data analysis, giving a speech, giving a presentation,
the PowerPoints.
The PowerPoints, you know how it is, man. But the thing is, you know, you've got to trust that, you know, I've got the education background. I've got to trust my experience. I got to lean on my experience. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I get a lot of praise. And the other thing with that too, is sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves that it forces us to get bogged down into the details. It forces us to feel like, dang, if I miss this, like the whole thing is messed up. But in reality, in the grand scheme of things, you're doing just fine. And so, you know, I treat that lesson not only just with work, I treat that with my relationship. I treat that with my relationships with those closest to me. Like, you know, the thing about it is you're gonna miss the mark sometimes. You know, one of the things that I feel like recently that I can always do a better job doing is making sure that I'm following up with folks, making sure that folks are okay. And one of the things that I've done the last few weeks is just like, hey, you know what? We may not have talked in a little bit, but trust me, I'm gonna get to it. It's on my list. We're gonna get to it. Or hey, I haven't spent time here. I'm gonna get to it. And so I give myself that grace in everything that I do, whether I miss the mark in something, whether I have overly communicated or haven't communicated, or you know, stumbled on something. It's like at the end of the day, like life is okay. And I think the other thing too is not only do we need to give ourselves grace, but I think a lot of times the people around us give us a lot of grace as well, depending on who you surround yourself with. And you've got to trust that the folks who are in your community, who are in your corner, they also understand what you may go through within your process. And so that also helps you with the grace and giving yourself a little bit of wiggle room to not expect perfection all the time.
Hey, that was perfectly said, man. Going back to the friends, though.
man, you know where we stand. Don't even try and play the audience. Fam. You know where we stand, man. Come on, dog.
Nah, man. Hey, catch me off the air, bro. Hey, duly noted. Duly noted.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, hey, it's such a blessing to be in the community, the presence of someone who not only you look up to, but also you have and a lot of respect for, in the sense of being able to not just accomplish something that was nearest and dearest to them, but also see them grow and transform throughout that process. So I want to take a moment to acknowledge you and, you know, give you your flowers while you're still alive, you know, not create a post once you're gone saying all these sad words. But, you know, I want to come to the point of the episode where we talk about, you know, the transition, you know, not necessarily what's next for Gandhi, but, you know, to sum all this up, where do we stand now for as Josh Gandhi? What were some of your takeaways for as I know throughout your process, you lost friends. I know throughout the process, you gained a lot of mentors and people who supported you along the way. I know throughout the process, you gained and you lost a lot. And it's going back to that discipline.
Yeah.
But talk to us, what's next for Gandhi and what life lessons are you taking away after this experience?
Sure. I would say before the takeaway, I think I want to start with the life lessons. I think the biggest life lesson that I believe that I got throughout this process was it can be done. And that's going to look different for everyone. You know, for me, it was the triathlon. As somebody who loves to compete, who loves to challenge themselves, for me, this was the pinnacle. This was the thing this was the Mount Everest for me, or the mountain that I wanted to climb, that I set out and I did it. But to the audience, you know, for me, when I say it can be done, there's a lot that goes in within any process that you do. As we always say, you have to trust it. You know, I've fallen and I've gotten back up. I've questioned. You can ask my coach. You can ask friends of mine. I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing the same workout that I did last week? But as we know, consistency is key. And so what I tell anybody who is going on or is trying to start their journey or is trying to figure out, you know, what's next or how they're going to get from A to B, believing that you can. And this goes back to, I would say, our why, because we talked about this a couple episodes before, is like defining your why, like what is important to you? Why are you going to do it? Once you have that, everything else kind of fills in. And so for me, it is the belief that it can be done, the discipline, knowing that you may have to make some sacrifices along the way to get you to your destination, making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right people who are going to help guide you along that process. And then really, man, the biggest takeaway is enjoy the ride. You know, I had the benefit to meet Apollo Ono a couple months ago. If you don't know who Apollo Ono is, he's a very decorative speed skater who was on the Olympic team a number of years ago. And one of the things that he told me leading up to the race was process over prize, infinite in potential. And I know we also talked about this in one of our Motivation Mondays, but, you know, him saying that holds true in any situation that we're in. I think for us, we get too bogged down when we're in the process of being perfect, knowing that, hey, you know what? I did this, but now I'm worrying about, you know, what's going to happen next week or what didn't happen this week. But when we think about the overall process and the journey, it's a journey for a reason. And, you know, for me, as I started figuring out, like living in the moment, taking one workout at a time, taking each day one step at a time and just enjoying everything for what it was, the prize was just so much sweeter. And so that's what I want to relate to the audience is, you know, as you go throughout your journey, as you go throughout the process, just enjoy it. Enjoy the highs, enjoy the lows, enjoy the moments where you're smiling, enjoy the times where you're crying, because I cried in the process. But just love it. Because at the end of the day, it's meant to mold you into something that you have not even realized that you're capable of.
Not this big rusty man up here crying. Yo, nah, that's real, man. I appreciate you for mentioning that, because, you know, it goes to show, you know, it's okay, man. Mm-hmm. It's okay for men to cry, you know. Yeah. However you express yourself, you know, it's not about where you start, it's all about how you end. And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's about what have you learned throughout the process that you can take with you. Because sometimes you can take a L, but you can learn from that L and apply those same strategies, and if not better, and come 100%. Out with a W. So, you know, I appreciate you for sharing that. You know, as we come to the end of our episode, you know, what are some things you would like to share with our audience and also to our first time listeners? What would be some things that you would like to leave with them, some food for thought?
Yeah, I mean, of course, as we talked about, Master Yoda's quote, do or do not, there is no try. But, you know, I think one of the things that I want to leave folks with is, you know, we mentioned that it can be done, but it's also important to know what is it that you want out of life? What is it that you want to get out of an experience? And when you start asking yourselves those tough questions, when you start asking yourselves, you know, where is it that I want to be in the next 5 to 10 years? Where is it that I want to be when I get out of, you know, wherever I'm at? That will help craft. And when you do start that process, it will help you figure out when you are in those low moments, how you pull yourself up. When you are in the process, wherever you're at in the process, and you're trying to figure out the next stepping stone, it will help you figure out what pieces to the puzzle need to be laid to get you where you want to go. So what I want to encourage the audience to do is, you know, one, trust that it can be done. Two, make sure that you are surrounding yourself with the folks who are important to you, that are going to help push you, who are going to help guide you along in the journey. But I think the other big thing, man, that I want to leave people with is don't be afraid to give people their flowers and say thank you. I think that's one of the biggest things that we tend to forget. is when we are going throughout these processes, when we are going on along these journeys, it's very easy to say, like, I did this. You know what I mean? Like, I did this, I accomplished this. And yeah, that's cool. But the journey isn't something that's done by itself. Like, if we talk about this particular race, yeah, I was on the course by myself, but I had supporters on race day. I had people who were tracking me through the app. I had people who were calling me on the weekends, telling me, like, did you get your workout in today? How are you feeling? Do you need anything? You know, for me, it's just make sure you give people and let them know that you love them. Let them know that you are thankful for them. Give them a hug, give them a kiss, whatever that may be. But let them know that, you know, they're just as much of a part of your success. And let them know that. So, you know, I know that I already mentioned the article, but again, part of that is also saying thank you to you, for not only just as we've grown on this platform and our audience has grown on this platform, but, you know, for me in this journey and everything that took place that got me from A to B in the Ironman, you were just as much of the process, as I was on race day. I could feel your spirit. I could feel your prayers. And I want to say thank you. Because this was not something that I accomplished by myself. It was a team effort. So love you, brother. And I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome, son. You know, I felt all of those words. It touched my heart. I think I'm gonna cry later. Just not right now. Nah, but on a serious note, bro, I genuinely respect, like I said, I have a lot of respect for you and like the process, because I know the pain that you went through to accomplish that. And you won't catch me out there. I'm good. But shout out to you, fam. Shout out to you. That's just, hey, that's not my lane. I hope God don't put that in my spirit, because I don't want to do that. But hey, on a much, 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 much brighter note, you know, I love you too, man. You know, I pray God continues to bless you, and just continue to allow you to be surrounded with people that's going to continue to pour into you, that's going to help you be prepared for the next lessons that you are destined for. And so, you know, we joke about like the time frame when we communicate and like we do work for the platform, and it's just like, yo, we out here handling business, man. We are. And that's the most important thing. So, you know, no matter how often or how delayed or whatever the case may be, as long as we know we're living at our core and we're living out our values and the things we want to see, you know, it's never no hard feelings towards that. And, you know, I encourage everybody that has that drive, that want, there's going to be times where people you love just cannot go with you on that journey. And it's going to hurt. It's going to suck. It's going to be a lot of emotions, but understand that that is okay. I promise you that is okay. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about other people. It's about you fulfilling the assignment that you was put on this earth to fulfill. And when it comes judgment day, what is that going to look like for you? And, you know, I'm not here to get too religious, too holy, and whatever the case may be, but those are the things that is important. Not, oh, we need to, you know, let's turn up this weekend. I mean, that's cool too, but sometimes you got to take a step back and just think about, what is our true divine purpose here on this earth? And how are we living out that goal? How are we meeting the life expectations that we have over our life? And so again, man, I want to say thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing your story. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the power of a growth mindset. And before I close, y'all follow my boy. Hey, go ahead and drop your social media handles and whatnot.
For sure. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at I am Josh Gandy. Of course, you can also keep up with myself as well as this individual right here on the platform.
Paul.
I was about to give you your flowers, bro.
Flag on the play.
I was about to say.
This man done downgraded me from a human to an individual.
Hold on. Okay. Wait a minute.
All right. So
let's rewind it. Let's rewind it. Y'all can not only
thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go ahead, man.
Nah, man, what I was gonna say is, not only can you keep up with me, but Folks, please keep up with Mike as well, because I know he has got a lot going on in his life. I know you've got quite a few things that are going to be unraveling pretty soon. So folks, check out our page, check out, and you can find it both on Instagram and on Facebook, but you can also check out our website at The Power of Growth Mindset, and just tune in for what we've got. And also one last thing, because it is mental health and
self-care awareness.
Self-care awareness month. Thank you very much. Folks, tune in to our challenge. But most importantly, if you are or are not participating, make sure you are prioritizing that. Because again, your mental and physical health matter. I don't care what anybody says to you, it matters. So take care of yourself. But go ahead, man. Bring us home.
Yeah, and even if you like, nah, I don't want to do another challenge. Hey, trust me, I get it. I was just in one. I was just like, yo, fam, I'm challenged out. What's Tamala, man? Truth is, I'm tired. That's me. I'm tired of challenges. However, comma. It's important for some of the things that we have on that that calendar, man, is things that we should adopt into our lifestyles. And so I encourage anyone that is listening to this, I don't care if it's in November, December, January, tomorrow, today, whenever, if you follow us on and you follow us and you actively are involved with what we post, I encourage everyone to at least pick one thing off that list and incorporate it into your lifestyle. And trust me, I'm not guaranteeing results, but what I am guaranteeing is going to be a change in how you see yourself. Because if you're feeling stagnant, if you feel like, well, you know what, I want to, but I'm ashamed to post. I know we got some people out there that's kind of ashamed to post. I hear you, you know, I see you. But do this for yourself. Do this for you. You owe yourself that. Do that one good thing. And it may not be on our platform. And, you know, I believe in God will bless anyone. And it may be on someone else's platform. But engage in something that's meaningful and engage in something that's going to promote wealth in your lifestyle. Don't go spending hours and hours on social media looking at other people's lifestyles and thinking it's going to change yours, because it's not. But as we always say on our platform, small steps equals growth. It's the power of a growth mindset.